When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Legends Only.
Oh, I didn't even come in that time.
Oh. Brad's half asleep still.
Sorry.
Another episode of Legends Only. Your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Speaking of Brad just waking up.
Good morning.
With our mask voices. Yeah. We both sound really mask, right? Well, I mean, you always do, but like.
We've had a night.
We're literally Good Morning America this morning.
Yes.
Like you walked in and your voice was like 10 decibels lower. And I was like, whoa.
I walked in like Wendy Williams in the fur coat. And she goes, no, to the crowd.
Right? And like, I'm the one who drinks. You don't even drink. And I know. I was like ready to go at like 9 in the morning.
Yeah. I don't understand how that works. I don't even drink anymore. But like my voice after a big night out is just destroyed too.
It's well, because we're like yelling when we're talking to people.
Yeah.
It's
so the world ends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you hadn't heard, T. Kyle and I and our good friend John Ali through our now annual Britmas celebration at Soho House in NYC.
Yep. We said, fuck Jesus. It's Britmas. No. Sorry.
Sure
did. I'm joking. It's a joke.
Wow. We've just lost our conservative base.
Yeah. No, it is the favorite holiday of the year.
It is. It's such a festive and fun celebration. Everyone comes. It just feels so like innocent and joyful. Everyone's just, it's like a school dance without the repression and being in the closet.
Yeah. And 10 times more gays.
10 times more gays. And a lot of alcohol, and everyone has a really good time. Thank you. If you're listening to this and you attended, thank you for coming.
Yes, we met a lot of listeners.
We sure did.
We're shaking our tits.
We sure did. Yes, I was half behind the booth, but half like twirling around with you on the floor. And we went from like the deep cuts to remixes. And then we had two performances from drag queen legend Baby Love.
So good. Obsessed.
She really turned it out. For those who didn't attend, the first performance she did was of My Only Wish in pajamas, and it turned into Slumber Party. Mm-hmm. And then she gets a present. It turns into Lucky, and the present is an NSYNC crop top. It was a wonderful narrative. And then she came back an hour later and she gave us, as she said, Slutney. And she did like do something with the fur coat. I mean, there were details. Mm-hmm. M&M's to our reference and some Slave. And that was her fierce performance.
Yeah. The wig was giving me 2016 iHeartRadio.
Honestly.
First.
Yeah.
And then she whipped the pigtails out and it was very Slave.
It
Trisha Paytas.
Very Trisha.
Obsessed.
Very freaky.
I was obsessed.
And then, yeah. And then by that point in the night, I always like, it just becomes like greatest hits tour. And it's like bops on bops of the classics and everyone loses it. So we had a great time. And I woke up at 1:30 p.m.
I woke up at 9 a.m.
I know you. Shockingly. Well, you kept going till the world ended, at, till hardware closed.
Yeah, I wanted to go to a strip club. I was like ready to turn into Hustlers.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my god, I'm feeling like Ramona. Let's go. Listens to Give Me More Once.
Listens to Give Me More Once.
It's my jam.
I love this fucking song. Yeah, it was a great night. I'm still recovering.
Yeah.
So what's gone on? There's a lot of stuff that's happening this week, and a lot of it has to do specifically with T. Kyle.
Yes.
It's really the...
Okay, where do we begin?
Yeah, there's right. too much.
It's been a week. There's a lot of things that have been going on. This has been one of the most, what's the word?
Transformative.
Yes.
Emotional.
Emotionally exciting and taxing.
Yep.
That. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that. Yeah. I think that describes it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let's start with your meme.
Yeah, okay, we can start with that one first. The least emotionally.
Still very emotional, I think.
Yes. Well, that's true. So BuzzFeed just put out a top 100 memes of the decade, mm-hmm. which is a lot of memes, you know, because there's like 8 a day now. Mm-hmm. And I was name dropped in number 16 under Real Housewives. My Tumblr, Reality TV GIFs, was listed as like the founding creator of like putting Housewives on the meme map. Mm-hmm. I felt very honored.
Deservedly so.
Because, you know...
It's also truth. It's the truth.
It kind of is.
Yep.
I feel more confident saying that. I was like one of the only girls on Tumblr in the beginning,
yeah.
doing Housewives, flooding your feeds with all the gifts.
All of the Housewives gifts are you. And if they're not you, they were inspired by what you started. Mm-hmm. But you can tell because of the font that it's you. Like, I can tell. Or the crispness of the quality.
Oh, yes. I'm very picky.
Yeah.
I don't HD use those, only. Like, automated... GIF makers. Yeah. I'm still old school and I do frame by frame in Photoshop.
Not everybody has that. Number 16 on the Hot 100 memes chart. Not everybody. Difficult to get. Not everybody has that.
I know. I was like up there with like Tiffany Pollard.
That's amazing.
And I mean, I don't want to spoil the list for everyone because like you should go read it. And,
yeah.
You know, support the list and click it and give them views and all of that. So I'm not going to spoil it. But yeah, to be listed in the top 20, iconic.
Was it of the decade?
Yes.
That's crazy.
10 whole years.
Well.
The dancing baby's shaking.
Yeah. She wishes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Vine. God. Vine's over. Oh, she didn't even make it to the end of the decade. I wish she did.
No, she didn't make it. TikTok took her place.
Wow.
Wow. That's amazing.
So that's one thing.
That is one thing.
And the other thing is kind of earth-shattering news. Mm-hmm. I think people are going to be gasping when I say what I'm about to say, so I'm just going to say it. This week is my last week working at Watch What Happens Live. I have been there for 4 years. It has been an insane journey because, speaking of reality TV gifts, like that's how I got my job at Watch What Happens Live, through doing all of the memes and the Tumblr and that voice and bringing it to the digital team. At Watch What Happens, I completely transformed their digital strategy, like turned it upside down, expanded it. The Instagram, social, like it has been blood. Well, no blood. Have I gotten hurt there? Did I have any accidents? No.
No. Only but Fire Island. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely sweat and definitely tears and a lot of hard work and late nights,
very
long
late.
Days. Mm-hmm. It was an incredible experience that I'm forever grateful for. And I don't want to get emotional here because it's Monday morning and like...
And they can't see, so save the tears.
Yeah. but yeah, like even with this... like everything I've learned there has helped with this podcast and the Britney podcast and learning how to produce and storytell and record audio and all of the thing. I mean, you know, like...
Yeah.
The pickups and the everything. Like, it has just been completely transformative. Green screens. Mm-hmm. Learn how to do, like, more with that, which doesn't apply here because, like, this is just audio.
You've but, been gay shark?
I have been the gay shark, shaking my tits in L.A. They needed someone to be the gay shark, and I was like, okay, I'm going to be Britney in 2001 VMAs. And I went down there. I got on my knees, and I was hair whipping. I've shared a stage with Luann de Lesseps, icon queen of pop.
the countless interactions you've had backstage.
Oh my God. I got video locked content. In a room with Mariah Carey.
Yes. A finger on your shoulder.
Yep. She used my shoulder to hold herself up while she fixed her boot. She pointed at me and said, "Oh, darling, you're on the wrong side." When I went to take a picture and I was on the wrong side. I mean, we could go on. I mean, I can't, like, it's been my life.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I live there more than I live where we're recording this right now.
True. That's true, though.
So, yes, it is my last week, and I will share more news with 2020.
Yeah, they didn't just get sick of his shit.
Right. Like, someone's gonna be like, "Oh my God, I got fired." Yeah. Yeah. spread the rumors.
Spread the word.
Deep dive coming soon.
Coming soon.
No, it is none of that. I will be sharing some exciting news in the new year. It is kind of huge. Mm-hmm. I haven't really even wrapped my head around it completely myself. Oh my God, I'm like nervous. Like it's.
I mean, to be named Trisha Paytas' personal assistant. Oh wait, we can't say it yet.
Oh my God, yes. Brand manager for yes. Trisha Paytas. That's it, everyone. That'll be the rumors. It's T. Kyle got fired from Watch Happens Live. Yep. He's going to become brand manager for Trisha Paytas. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving to go do a reality show.
Right.
Which honestly, like, I wish I was filming like Summer House or something. Or honestly. Jersey Shore Family Vacation. But no, it is none of those.
You're on Love Island with Gemma. Imagine.
Oh my God. Literally. Wow, I gotta rethink my choices.
Honestly, yeah, you kind of fucked up.
No, but anyway, I'm done talking. I hate talking about myself. Well.
Eh. This is certainly
what else
a moment
I need
to
say.
About
Help
yourself.
Me through this. I'm getting nervous. I'm like,
no, I think that's all you can say for now. But you'll just have to wait and see what's coming next.
Yeah, Moomoo's knows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Moomoo's has been along the ride.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm going to pull a Britney and say...
You'll have to wait and see. It's really exciting, though. It's very cool, I'll say that.
But 2020 is going to be...
Kind of major.
Kind of major, yeah, for sure. We're very excited for that.
The beat is getting bigger.
Bigger.
And so are my responsibilities.
That's true, too.
All right, well, enough about that, because I don't want to be stressed.
Yeah.
It's Christmas time.
It is Christmas time.
I
want
to have fun and get whacked. It's a big Ange quote.
Speaking of Christmas time and speaking of Miss Mariah putting a finger on her shoulder, we might as well talk about our ongoing Mariah watch. It's been, you know, pretty much every week we've been saying to stream All I Want for Christmas Is You. And now we might actually be getting to our goal. If not this week, then next week.
Right. So it may be happening right now as you hear this.
Yeah.
Or if
it's
you're
very
late,
possible.
It might be happening in the middle of the week. We don't know. We're on 24/7. Oh my God, it's like what's that meme on YouTube where it's like 24/7 James Charles drama watch. It's like that, but Mariah.
It's that, but Mariah, two vocal legends. Yes, Mariah is pulling out all the stops for this number one. She has made it so abundantly clear she wants that number one, as she should. Mm-hmm. Every day she keeps revealing a new thing that's so festively over the top. The most recent things that she's done is she posted a teaser of what looks like a very expensive visual for All I Want for Christmas Is You, a re-up by none other than Toxic Womanizer Stronger Director Perfume Joseph Kahn. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, it kind of looks like a little Gap commercially with like the dancing segments.
Yeah, it's a little Hallmark.
Yeah, but like it kind of has to be. I don't know. Unless there's a big narrative. It's probably the unreleased Perfume, you know, video.
Special effects.
Special effects. A gun.
They'll be like snowmen with tits.
Yep.
The cats.
Yeah, so she's releasing that, which it might already come after the number one, because she said it's just coming soon, vaguely. But the streams on that video alone will help to chart, because those count towards the charts. And then she dropped... very last minute signed singles, limited edition. I believe you bought a few.
Yep, I did. Me and my coworkers were sitting there. I was like, oh my God. I saw the tweet go up at like midnight, and I was like, signed CD singles. Don't need this, but like,
I mean,
iconic.
I mean, three. Just to be signed by her assistant is fantastic.
Okay. It better not be.
It better not be, but like I would still stand if it was her assistant. It's close enough.
Okay, but what I loved about it is it said 10 to 16 weeks until delivery.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So it'll be arriving on Memorial Day weekend. And honestly, by the time they arrive next year, it'll be helping it go number one again.
Exactly. She knew what she was doing. Arrives in 52 weeks.
Literally. Well, she'll have time off once Christmas is over. So she better be sitting there with a Sharpie.
She better signing be. Them. That's true.
I want video proof.
She'll definitely do that. Yep. She'll do a fun video signing them. Yeah. So she did that. Obviously, physical sales, those help even more than streams. So that'll be a great advantage to the charts. Right now, the charts allegedly... the prediction is that it's going to be number one this week. So it's very possible.
Yeah. Well, also on the CD single, there's 5 copies of the song.
Oh.
And there's 5 digital copies of the song.
Oh, my God.
So does that count as 10?
Maybe. We love a scammer.
I saw it and I was like, okay, why are you giving me 5 MP3s and 5? There's 5 of the remixes.
Is it the same version? Oh, remixes.
No. But I saw a tweet, which, you know, obviously is not Bible, but
right,
saying that all the remixes count towards it too.
That would be amazing. I don't know if that's true or, but I mean, it's probably is true.
Yeah,
we need
a remix
happen.
Go towards an original song.
Yeah, because Old Town Road, the reason that, you know, he put out a different remix with a different star like every week, that was like the running joke he kept having, you know, like the yodeling Walmart boy, like everyone was jumping on that song, so that,
and that all made it go. Okay, so then it does count.
I think so.
Okay, so she got 10 times 3, so 30 sales for me alone. Wig.
We're getting that number one this
week. You're
welcome. And if not, it'll be the music video, and then she has a massive performance at Sunday at Madison Square Garden. This might be very iconic because she might have just found out that she went number one in Madison Square Garden. It's going to be a very festive week. But this, you know, this is the stars aligning. This might push us back into the right parallel universe if she goes number one. So we're just going to cross our fingers.
Right.
Her 19th number one.
It's the hope that we need going into the new year.
Honestly, I just think Mariah at number one going into 2020 would maybe shove us into the right alti universe.
Yeah, because let's be real. She, her and New Year's don't always have some good memories. Just don't get any better.
You know, we're going to... We're going to get Christmas down, and then we'll have Justice for New Year's for her. I mean, she already got Justice for Glitter.
Facts.
Like, now it's, like, literally not a running joke anymore. Now it's, like, she had her whole moment for it again, which is...
She has reclaimed Christmas. She's back.
She has.
And now she's going to get that New Year.
She is.
So even though that New Year's performance was so iconic
and absolutely. Entertaining,
and anyone who genuinely, sincerely was... trashing her is such a moron.
They're not like, our kind of people.
No. If you can't appreciate the entertainment value of that whole thing and her just going rogue and just talking about how it went number one.
We didn't have a check for this song, so we'll just say it went to number one. And that's what it is. Okay. Feels like a dream. We're missing some of this logo, but it is what it is. Okay.
And like all of that stuff.
I mean, that's like a Patty so moment when
legendary.
That's like when my background singers. I mean, if you don't love that, you can't sit with us.
Like Debbie and Susie on Facebook in the comments. Oh, right. Like disgusting. I think she horrible, was lip-syncing. Unprofessional lip syncer. No talent. So unprofessional. Like, what are you doing sitting there on your couch? Like what?
Yeah, Karen.
Yeah, Karen. Relax.
I literally don't understand that mentality. Don't you want it to be a complete shit show in the best way? Like,
right.
And also, she was still owning it as professionally as she could in that moment. There's nothing you can really do at that point. You just have to like go off and have fun with it.
I appreciate a self-aware queen.
Exactly.
Who can then make a joke about it.
Yeah, she could have just, although we stan Ashley, like she could have just awkwardly gone off stage, which would not have been cute.
Has she ever like self-awarely made fun of that moment? No, right?
Ashley?
Yeah, like, has she done something, like, no?
I don't think, like, publicly, like, on a big, grand stage. But I wonder if she's ever made fun of it. She's had concerts since. Like,
I don't think, yeah.
I don't think so. It would be wonderful if she did, though. Reclaim that, honestly.
Right.
Because you made history. Because SNL required you to sing live after that. Like, they made all these, like, regulations about making sure that the performer was live because of Ashley Simpson.
Whatever.
But it's...
Legendary.
Legendary.
Pieces of meh.
I mean, infamous. Not everybody has that to their credit. So, whatever. Yeah, one day we'll have to go through all of our most favorite stage
flops.
There's
a lot of them.
There sure are.
And we appreciate all of them.
We do. I don't understand people who don't like that.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the joy of live TV.
It's the joy
of
Pepsi.
You want that to happen. Well, you don't want that to happen, but like if it happens, you embrace it.
Exactly.
Like we love a tit.
Love a tit.
A little wardrobe malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Throw it in.
Anyway, what the hell were we talking about?
Oh, right.
Christmas.
Mariah. We're on Mariah Watch.
Mariah. Okay, there we go.
Hopefully we're going to get that number one, and we're going to just stay on Mariah Watch and see what happens. We're going to just keep watching.
Well, speaking of Christmas.
Yes, yes.
While on the subject, and while in the festive spirit, which in my apartment...
it smells like Dunkin' Donuts.
This isn't a... what's that? 4D, is it 4D? Where you can like smell things and... I have my evergreen candle and my Dunkin' Donuts peppermint mocha candle going. It's fantastic. Not sponsored.
Yet. Yeah.
Do you feel that?
Yeah, I walked in and I said it smells like Dunkin' Donuts in here.
Well, it's not
in
a
festive way. No, it smells delicious.
My tree that I drunkenly purchased last week.
It looks great. It really does.
So cute. Anyway, well, speaking of Christmas and that.
Right.
Many of you pointed out to us that a certain album suddenly surprise dropped on streaming on December 13th, Friday the 13th. We love a surprise drop.
Stealing Taylor Swift's birthday thunder.
Yes. Santa Claus Lane from Hilary Duff popped into everyone's streaming.
Yes. The New 2003 music re-release of Santa Claus Lane. Is now available on Spotify and Apple Music, except for the Lil Romeo collab and I think the Christina Milian one,
Which is kind of the best song on the album.
Yeah, I'm
so
a little,
like, we need to work that royalty.
Maybe both of them need to sign off on something. I'm unclear, but Tell Me a Story definitely needs to come to streaming immediately.
I feel like she probably does not want that to ever
happen.
She's
probably axed that. Yeah, but. Yeah, I don't want to say it's our impact, but it 100% was our doing.
I mean, okay, but like we joke
the
all the time. We joke all the time about like, well, it's like a running, it's a meme.
It is.
It's like my impact. And I'm usually 90% of the time joking.
Mm-hmm.
But like there is absolutely no reason why in 2019, Hilary Duff's debut album, Santa Claus Lane, would just drop on streaming for no reason.
Yeah, and if you haven't listened, we have a Patreon exclusive deep dive
listen
into Santa Claus Lane.
Yeah, we just did a bonus episode, a listening party of this album where I did like buy the album on eBay, get two adapters to even be able to play it on my computer, and boom, now it's available
now
for
it's
all
available.
To hear.
Somebody was listening above and they put it on streaming.
Do we think?
I
or
think
they
so.
Saw that someone tweeted about it because we kept about it.
There was probably a little flurry and they were like, wait, we don't have it on streaming? Oh, Bob, go flip the switch. And now it's there. You know what? She can be proud of her Christmas record now. Yeah,
her
we
little
dropped
Bobby, her two Bobbies.
Mm-hmm.
She has two Bobbies, right?
Yeah.
Hilary Duff's two little Bobbies are going to get an extra present under the tree this year.
They really are
from those royalty tracks. Yeah. So you're welcome.
I even dropped her cover of Last Christmas last night.
Oh, that's right.
Because it was available on streaming.
See, look at that.
Look at God.
Look at the good we do.
Look how God works. So honestly, just festivity all around. So we're very happy for Hillary to be represented on the streaming charts.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Well, and yes, the bonus episode is on our Patreon, and we just want to give another shout out and a thank you to all of our supporters on Patreon, patreon.com/legendsonly. We are working on the next bonus episode, which we did a poll that you guys got to pick what we would do next, and it looks like it's going to be a deep dive.
It does.
And we were, I feel like we are on the same page with like what album it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that will probably drop sometime around, New Year's,
yeah,
when, you know, there's a lot of things happening going on for me in the next 2 weeks.
So you're just going to have to put it all together.
Yeah. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to figure it out.
You will.
Yeah. Going to work,
don't get
bitch.
Too emotional about it.
Oh. Bitch. Oh my God. I see what you did there.
Mm.
Oh, clocked it. Someone
clocked
will catch
house.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh my God. Iconic. Such a legendary album. Okay. So what's next?
Well, I guess we could talk about the rest of the world for a little bit. Instead of our own.
Right? This has just been a...
Yeah, so the rest of the world is kind of... We're getting into award season. We're getting into recognition of legends, according to others. And yeah, I guess we could talk about... A few things happened this week as well as...
That could be a really fun spinoff.
What? Other legends only
according to others. Our new sub series.
That kind of is what we're forced to do. I think nowhere does the word legend apply less than the following topic, which is the Streamy Awards.
Oh, you know, listen, speaking of impact though, these girls get the views.
They get the views. They get the comments, the dislikes.
They get my views.
They
we'll
do get
that.
My views, yes. The Streamy Awards happened this week. Paris Hilton was there, most importantly.
Icon.
Icon, legend, songstress.
What does she stream, though? Or was she just hosting?
I think she was just hosting. I think she was presenting or hosting.
I mean, she does have that Queen of the Meme. What was that meme? American Meme?
Oh, that's
film,
right.
Probably.
Yes, and I actually wish I saw that because it did look pretty good.
I haven't seen it yet either.
Yeah,
oh
I
God.
Haven't seen
Exposed.
It. Fake fans, fake Paris fans.
I don't even know what platform it's on.
Little Hiltons, fake Little Hiltons.
Filtons.
Little Filtons. Oh, you know what I did see this week? It has nothing to do with anything. I saw Trixie Mattel's Moving Parts documentary.
Oh, yes, you told me about that.
Very bleak in some ways, but very interesting if you're into Drag Race at all. Very good... very good dirt on the scene, especially her relationship with Katya. Very raw.
This is the time of year for me and probably, well, no, you're working straight through the holidays.
Yeah, I don't get it.
This is like the one time of year where I actually sit and watch things.
Yeah, yeah.
And catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Like how I just watched Hustlers last week. Guilty.
I'm glad that you finally got on that journey.
I know. So I'm going to add that Trixie doc to my...
You definitely should. Yeah, it's on YouTube. You could rent it for $3.99, which is what I did. Yeah. I highly recommend it, especially if you're at all a fan of their relationship. It's very raw in their sudden explosion and repair of that relationship.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting to watch.
Huh. We're like the Walmart version of Trixie and Katya.
Right. Yeah. We're
without wigs.
And I think I absolutely would be the Katya who just eventually snaps for sure. Just goes away for a while.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe so.
Let's hope not.
Let's hope not.
I'll just use all your past recordings and Britney Jean you.
Honestly,
into the
you could. It would
week.
Be the same thing. No one would even notice.
What do we call it? Oh, we call it Frankensteining.
Frankensteining.
We'll like text each other. Like, don't worry, I Frankensteined that sentence that you were trying to make sense with. Britney Jean.
Yeah. So we had the 2019 Streamy Awards. Now, I will say Normani and Kim Petras performed during that ceremony. So that's cool. We like that. But then, and Paris presented Legend. And the entertainer, no, the creator of the year.
Yeah, this was so funny to watch.
The emotions involved. First of all, everyone was nominated.
Right. It's like literally every human on the planet is nominated, basically.
And the names just get funnier and funnier. It goes from like David Dobrik. Is it Dobrik or Dobrik?
I don't know. I don't pay attention
we don't.
To
Lily
straights.
Singh. And then it just devolves into like Happy Face 337.
Yeah.
Smushy Face. <It's> like, there's Mr. Beast and Sophia Nygaard, who actually like Ninja. And the winner is Tana Mongeau. Tana Mongeau.
Yeah, Tana Mongeau.
Tana Mongeau. Mongeau Jojo.
Old man.
Tana Mongeau. When you see it written down, you're like Mongeau.
Yeah, it looks like Mongo.
But in fact, it's Mongeau. Mongeau. Mongeau.
Yeah. The Madonna of our generation.
The Madonna of our generation. She jumps up in a completely Billie Eilish look. Like she's like
she's serving Christina, Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
It's Paris Hilton.
Very like thin sunnies or whatever they're called. What are the thin glasses that all the girls are wearing.
Thin glasses.
Yeah. And then, like, it was like a Tana. Now I can't say it. Tana Mongeau.
Just say Tana. Everyone just says Tana.
TanaCon, like, fake Gucci, I would say. Like, wasn't it her own monogram?
Yeah.
I think it was.
I appreciated it, actually. It was kind of chic.
Yeah. And she got on stage.
Well, so I feel like we should give people who have absolutely no idea what we're talking about, like, a brief synopsis.
This must be so weird for people who are like, yeah, I don't even know this person who won it of the year.
So there's this thing called YouTube where you can watch videos on it on your computer. And this girl is a vlogger.
Right.
So she started doing story times on YouTube.
Yeah.
Now, I will confess, I was obsessed in the beginning because her stories were so funny. She's very my sense of humor, like, just doesn't
no fucks
a, right like yeah. just very self-deprecating, self-aware, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then I switched into being a gamer and a beauty guru drama YouTuber. And then she got married to
Jake Paul,
one of the Pauls,
yeah,
who was like a Viner.
Oh.
And it was on an MTV show, and but it was like on YouTube.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of things going on here.
There's a lot. Bella Thorne, she had a relationship with briefly.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and I thought Bella Thorne was like a Sims character. Isn't that like, isn't there a Sim named Bella? Bella
probably.
Goth.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was confused the whole time because I heard Bella Thorne and I was like, oh my God, isn't that the girl from the woman in the Sims? Like,
she's
I was
kind
like,
of
what?
A Sims character, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I don't even know.
You might know Tana. Britney fans might know Tana because MTV upset the whole Britney community because Tana showed up with a snake and they were like legends only, and it was Britney and Tana, and everyone's like, excuse me.
Yes. They were definitely trolling.
They were trolling so hard.
I kind of laughed.
Yeah. It was smart to do until they probably got canceled. But, you know, so she wins entertainer, creator of the year. Certainly not entertainer.
Creator of 2019.
Yeah. And she makes a speech, gets very emotional, thanks Shane Dawson and her fans for making her relevant. You know what? I'm happy for her.
That whole TanaCon thing was so
a
fun
plus.
To watch.
Yes, Tana decided to jokingly throw a convention.
No, like out of resentment.
So
they do this thing called VideoCon.
VideoCon.
Oh my God. What? VidCon.
VidCon.
And it's basically convention for videos.
Creators.
So there's like Comic-Con, BravoCon.
Yeah, it's a YouTube convention. And at a time, it was pretty relevant.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's huge.
It's still huge, but now it's getting younger and younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tana was not a featured creator
VidCon. Right. Now this is all
so
coming back.
So she was
to
like,
me.
Fuck VidCon. Literally,
I'm doing
in like a video. She's like, fuck VidCon. I'm doing my own convention. It's going to be called TanaCon.
Uh-huh.
And it was like booked in some like busted ass hotel, and it was a whole disaster.
Legendary disaster.
People were like standing outside for hours,
sunburned,
covered in blistered, like sun poisoning, no water. People were like passing out and like dying. No one died.
No one died at TanaCon. Nobody's killed.
It's like when people don't know what TanaCon is.
Right. Yeah. Why don't you tell everybody what that is?
That was fighting for YouTuber rights, and people were killed.
Nobody was killed at TanaCon.
Nobody was killed. That's basically the story of TanaCon.
Yeah.
And then Shane Dawson did a series with her where she was like sobbing, and she's like, oh my God, I just didn't want anyone to get hurt. So iconic.
And that's why she's thanked him, because his expose of the experience like blew up. That was huge. And then he eventually named a shade in the conspiracy palette, his palette with Jeffree Star, TanaCon. So that just endured. The legacy lives on.
It is a whole separate universe.
It is.
Of pop culture. Like, it really is.
It's so funny. Yeah, like the Jeffree Star Shane Dawson palette drop. If you watched The Beautiful World of Shane Dawson, which was like the latest video in the series,
the finale,
just the amount of people screaming and crying in the mall and the website breaking, and it was like the biggest drop in makeup history. And it's just, a lot of the world is just completely unaware who isn't into that.
Oh, completely unaware.
Or it's like all you know. Like, and that's like obviously like the number one palette and everyone has it.
I mean, they honestly get more people to show up at these malls than like...
than pop stars. Yeah, absolutely.
Like if that were a venue, that would have easily filled Hammerstein, oh, Radio absolutely. City. Like,
yeah. Totally. And that's why they tour and they do those makeup tutorial tours. I mean, James Charles was going to do his arena tour.
Oh my God. I would have gone. I'm not absolutely. I have that story where I like was drunk at Kygo and I like went up to him and I was like,
oh yeah,
don't listen to the haters.
You're part of the problem. You encouraged this.
Basically.
Yeah. And now he has a YouTube reality show. But anyway.
And we watched.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, we're just still talking about
We're still talking about it.
Where were we even like going? Oh, we were talking about the streamies and then like, mm-hmm. yeah, creators of the
creators,
year.
Creators, yeah.
Yeah. It's just a whole new world.
It is. And it's something that at this point you have to cover as legitimate celebrity news because this is what the kids are talking about.
Well, more, they get the views.
More than pop stars, it feels like a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to think because if you think about Netflix, how you can't see how much something gets viewed.
Yeah.
But on YouTube, it's all public.
Yeah.
And these get like 10, 15, 20 million views yep. on a video.
And that's, you know, that's pretty much on par with like an Ariana drop or yeah. the top pop superstars for sure.
Right.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
YouTube had quite a year too.
They sure did.
What was it called? The, Dramageddon.
Dramageddon.
Dramageddon happened. Jaclyn Hill's lipsticks.
Jaclyn's hairy lipsticks.
Tati versus James Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Tana Mojo, TanaCon.
And her marriage.
Oh, yeah, getting married.
Yep. There were so many moments this year that really solidified the YouTube community.
We should get one of them to do a makeup look on us.
I wish. I mean, I would love
to collab with.
I want a makeup palette collab with Jeffree Star. That's obviously the dream. A Legends Only palette.
What would you call it? Oh, a Legends Only.
We would do a Legends Only palette.
Okay, so whose colors would be what? we shouldn't give away free ideas.
No, we shouldn't. Honestly, we would create it.
But like Britney's would be a smoky eye.
Yeah, oh, that God. The black in the palette would be like...
Yes. She Britney's could have the mini, that little Bobby palette.
Yeah, the mini little... conspiracy. Mm-hmm. And it would just be different shades
mini
of black.
Britney.
We can call it the blackout palette. We're saving this.
Okay, that would sell.
It would sell.
Like, it really would.
Britney could easily do an eye look makeup palette.
Oh, she could do a mini palette for every single album, and each one has such a good...
Oh, my God. That's such a good idea.
Like, even Britney Jean would have a good...
Yeah, oh.
A hot pink and a hot blue with black.
Can't take that away from
white.
It.
White. Done. Four shades.
Each album has iconic colors that come to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Blackout, easy Halloween.
Oh my God,
drop.
It would be so good to do that. Well, they're already doing.
It'll happen next year. Watch someone.
Yeah, sure.
We got fucking Santa Claus Lane on streaming,
and we're gonna
so
get
now
the Britney's album.
We're getting a Britney makeup line. Mm-hmm. Will happen next year.
I mean, all the girls are coming out with them, and it just feels like she definitely could. But you know, we have Kesha's, we have Gaga's, Rihanna's broke the internet. It's about time.
Well, I was just thinking, since things that we say on here wind up manifesting.
Yeah.
And I'm very into manifesting and asking and believing and receiving, especially this year.
Yeah, I would love money.
I would just like to say on this podcast that if anyone is listening that can make the Spice Girls reunion happen in the United States of America with all five of them, I would just like to put that into the universe. So
that's a
get
good
ready.
One.
Yeah. 2020.
2020, Revenge of the Spice Girls. Reloaded, the re-up.
Oh.
I hope so.
Spice
I can't
universe.
Believe I have a little bit of animosity for the fact that okay,
a little.
Well, yes, but even if you don't perform, you should have gone to one of the shows. Like that's kind of shitty. She didn't go.
I know.
Like that's
I'm aware.
You should have attended. All she did was send flowers. And meanwhile, she references Spice a lot on Instagram, so it's like you should have gone. You could move one runway show or something, like, but it's fine.
You know what I think would be cool?
What?
Oh, God, I shouldn't say this either because it's a good idea.
It's going to come to life.
I feel like not that we need to start doing holograms of people. That's not what I'm trying to say.
Right.
But I feel like it could be really cool to have immersive music experiences based on legendary moments, albums, etc. If anyone would like to invest in that idea, call me.
I mean, they do have Britney in the zone.
Fuck that. It's it looks like trash. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep it candid. They couldn't... that doesn't even look like the fucking plane in the Toxic video.
It's not the same plane. Like, it's more like the Britney Japan candy commercial plane.
Yeah.
They should have said it was
but
that.
But like not even.
No, not that either. No, I know.
I can't. In the circus room? I'm like, where? What?
What circus?
I can't. We're off that subject.
We're off that subject.
Can't.
But anyway, like Mariah actually could like have had a 25th anniversary Merry Christmas experience. She did for
that pop-up.
She did the pop-up with Rainbow.
But it wasn't the Caution experience. It was
the Caution experience. Yeah. And you got to stand next to the M.
And that was
M.
done.
That looked rich.
Really well. Mm-hmm. Like that was perfect.
Yeah.
Like the M was the cover. Mm-hmm. The bed was the exact same.
Yep.
Oh, so good.
Very good.
But that was like a merch experience. That wasn't, I think it could be cool to do something like how we did Britmas, where it's like a visual projected experience.
Oh, you mean like a concert? Like,
yeah. The concept for the musical experience is that it's a musical experience.
Oh, I see now. Yeah, that would be really fun. I mean,
without the legend present.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
Got it.
It's like when you can't get them there.
Yeah.
Or they don't want to do it.
More accurately, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dignity Projection 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that.
Yeah, like we never got a Bionic tour.
Right.
But you could do like a Bionic experience.
Not for lack of trying. It just didn't come together.
And it would just be like a 90-minute
I would love that, obviously.
Bionic experience.
Well, you could also go to the X-perience because that's essentially the Bionic tour.
Right. That's true.
But yes, I see what you mean. That would be a great idea.
Those photos of her recently serve.
Oh, the magazine shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's having a festive year of her own. She just went to Mexico, performed some Mi Reflejo tracks.
Wow. We need to go to Vegas and see the experience.
We do. We really do. So where were we before we went on
we're
a hologram
all over the
journey?
Place.
We were somewhere specific.
Sums up this entire week.
It really does.
We were talking about the Streamies and Queen of Pop, Tana Mojo.
Yes.
And well, how she thanked Shane Dawson and her fans.
She did. And the reason I keep saying Entertainer of the Year is I'm thinking of the Billboard Women in Music event, which also happened this week.
Yes.
We had...
From
one to the next. We had some big wins. Well, Billie Eilish wins Woman of the Year, which I don't want to say is because of us talking about her, but I don't see any other reason, to be honest.
I mean, she kind of... I mean, I was late to it.
Right.
But I recognize that... She's extremely relevant.
Yes. And the icing on top, the cherry on top, of course, was her all Britney ensemble that she wore recently.
So fucking good.
And then...
And her praise of it. Like
her
she,
praise, yeah.
She got asked about it on a red carpet and she was so excited to talk about it. And I was like, okay, we stan.
Yeah. She was like, nobody's asked me yet.
I have to talk to you about the Britney outfit last night. That was
major. Thank you. Nobody said anything about that.
I was dying.
Thank you.
What was the inspiration behind that?
Actually, it's Britney, obviously, so number one. But the other main one is that it was repurposed. So it was, like, a bunch of old clothes that, like, we, like, made. Well, the brand that I worked with made it into a new outfit.
Britney did your song.
She did.
So what if she sees that you wear that outfit? What are you going to...
I don't know. I hope she sees it. I mean, I didn't do it for her to see it. I just did it because I love her. And I'm, like, always trying to rep her. But, oh, God, Britney's such an icon. I love her so much.
Which was really cute. And right, also, why has nobody asked you?
Right?
Like, journalism these days, let me tell you. From first-hand experience, nobody's asking the hard-hitting questions.
Well, this is a place for legends,
this
okay?
This is a place for legends. Yeah, she said she always loves to rep Britney, so.
Yeah, it was a really good custom.
She said it was all like vintage.
Yeah, it was
stuff
all vintage tees.
I saw some tour, some like Vegas ones, but I also saw like the Britney 2001 mm-hmm. look. Stuff so that's yeah somebody
and it was
cut
like
and stitched them all together.
It almost looked like stapling.
Yeah, it was very really cool. Hot Topic in a good way. Mm-hmm. It was very like
couture
goth Britney, which is I wish I had that when I was in high school. That would have been a look.
Yeah,
so
they could sell that top.
Totally, they really should. So Billie wins, and she's presented by actual legend Cyndi Lauper, and at one point she very amusingly. It's like, your speeches are so fucking long.
Yeah. Which, she's like, fuck. She's got a point.
She is the moment.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a lot of time for your speeches. And then we had the woman of the decade? I don't actually know what the title is.
Woman of the decade.
Woman of the decade. Miss Taylor Swift. This is not even her first Woman of the Decade award. She obviously won that at the AMAs, which there was a whole saga involved with that.
Yeah, it's Woman of the Decade award for women in music, Billboard. Yep. That's it.
All right. Well, she gave quite a lengthy speech about being a woman in music. Mm-hmm. The concept of being the woman in music is basically, you know, being a woman in music. She talked about a lot of things. She talked about the doubters, the haters, the people who, I mean, always a fair point. She pointed out that whenever there's a woman in music, everyone turns to the producer credits and they're like, okay, so who wrote your song? Who produced your song?
Right. Or like, so, oh, it's a hit because this person did.
Yeah. Yeah. Which that always happens with women in music for sure.
Yeah.
She made several points. My favorite point, of course, had nothing to do with her, but
I mean, I will say though, like, justice for Max Martin though, like, when we talk about crediting a producer though, like, yeah, he is kind of one who does deserve, like,
absolutely,
like, his artistry in terms of sonic ability, like, yeah, he's a genius.
So he's, like, a genius.
That is valid too, but also what she's saying is completely valid as well.
And the cool thing is, like, in that recent interview in The Guardian with Max Martin, he threw it right back to the women that he worked with, and he constantly praised, he said Britney was a genius. He talked about all of the women that he worked with, because it is a collaboration, and it's not just the man who's pushing the buttons. It's what the women give. Like, you can only work with what somebody gives you. So, like, there is the Britney magic in her vocals. Like, it's just
two geniuses together.
So she talks about that. My favorite part of her speech, obviously, which is she was talking about being questioned in her career, making the switch to pop, all of that. And she said that one of her favorite artists, Lana Del Rey, was ruthlessly criticized early in her career and then became what she says is the most influential artist in pop today, which I just have to say, I just agree.
She's got a point.
Yep. I'm that Wendy Williams. Yep. because if I'm sorry, I'll just call some names. Halsey, Camila Cabello, their visuals, their narrative, like the things that they do in their videos, heavily inspired by Lana. I literally think radio got sad because of Lana Del Rey. Like, even if they don't necessarily sound like it, Post Malone, The Weeknd, like, I just feel like
it took everything down a notch.
Totally down tempo. Selena Gomez, I think there are so many people. Taylor would know. Wildest Dreams is a blatant ripoff of Without You on Lana's first album, the visuals of it. And she, like, Taylor has openly stanned Lana on, like, Tumblr and stuff, so it was, like, even more obvious. Even if it's not a direct ripoff of her music and aesthetic, like, you can see that she has totally, like, that vintage sort of throwback-y style, the romanticism, the suicidalness of it all is very her in pop culture. So I agree with you, Taylor. And I think we also forget her point about ruthlessly criticized. I remember when she had done SNL, the way people dragged that performance, which was just fine. It was not terrible. If you want to, not to continue to bash Selena Gomez, but, like, compared to that, Lana did fine. She was just standing there, and people, this was this girl who was being hyped by the blogs. So when she, like, appeared on SNL, it was like, this is what you're talking about.
Right.
Like, she doesn't do a lot. And now she kind of does do some dancing, but, like, she doesn't. She sings, and she was nervous, but it was a pretty fine performance. It was not as bad as what people did to her. They mocked it. There was, like, skits on SNL after. It was insane the way that she was back. Like, and then there was this whole argument about her being, quote, inauthentic, that she created her persona like other artists don't. They criticized her lips being fake. Meanwhile, Kylie Jenner is having, like, a billion-dollar enterprise about her fucking lips.
Lip kits.
Lip Hanny. Kits. We forget, much like, you know, the kids don't know how bad Britney got it before social media. Like, we forget what we did to Lana, even. They were so mean to her for having a persona and not being exactly, like, lively on stage.
Yeah. I mean, I admittedly didn't really take her seriously in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Not because I agreed with the criticism.
Yeah.
But I just, it kind of deterred me. I was like, oh, okay, like, maybe this isn't worth. And then
some, like, fake. Yeah.
After multiple pressures from Moo Moo's being like, no, I really think you're going to like this. I'm like, okay, I'll give it a go.
And you know what? The Taylor's point, actually, and I love this point, and it applies to every hardship. Like, she just kept making art. She just kept going.
Yeah.
Because
she literally didn't give a fuck.
She
kept
could
going.
Have thrown in the towel, and she wanted to die after the first house. She said she was thinking about retiring, and she just kept making it, and people just kept receiving it until all of a sudden Pitchfork, who were so shitty to her in the beginning, all of a sudden they're giving her like high marks on this album and stuff. And it's like, the music hasn't changed that drastically. Like,
no.
It's the public perception of her. It's like, now we're taking her seriously as a lyricist and things like that. It's, you know, justice for Lana. And Taylor really made a really good point. Just keep going and just keep making it. And eventually, if you don't quit, people will stop being mean to you. And
yeah. I feel like she almost kind of went, the sound hasn't really changed that much, but yeah. I feel like she almost kind of went in reverse.
Oh, it's like more
Born
left.
To Die feels more mainstreamy to me.
It's her most mainstream album by far.
And then it's almost like she went more and more niche as every.
Yeah.
So she kind of was like, fuck this. Like, I'm going to actually go and be even more anti-radio.
Like, Venice Bitch is like a 9-minute long song on this most recent album. And this is her most critically acclaimed album. She has an Album of the Year nomination. She just was like, fuck it to the max. And it really paid off for her. So I have nothing
to praise. Mariner's Apartment Complex. Mm-hmm. So good.
She just really doubled down on it. And she says that now that when her label asks for single art, she literally just like takes a selfie and sends it. And you could see in the latest cover art, not for the album, but for like single art, they're just like, they send her a middle finger emoji back. But they use it. It's just like her sitting in bed. She knows she can get away with stuff. But when she does her videos,
a Polaroid.
You know, I just, and like Selena Gomez's rare cover art, which is just like Polaroids and pictures of her. And so I just feel like Lana's touched pop culture so much. And now all the girls think they can get away with like relaxing a little bit, like slower down tempo music, all that stuff. Very interesting, her impact. Mm. But we do still need fun music. So
we do. I love the video of Lana where the fan shows the tattoo.
Oh my
God.
And
she's like, no, you fucking didn't. That's so good.
The other thing is she has a really cool duality of being totally normal in her relationship to fans and like in candid videos. And then on stage, she's like this suicidal poetess from the 50s. Mm-hmm. It's a persona. And that, if you don't enjoy, if you think she's inauthentic, like that's, I just don't think you have a very interesting take on like pop. Like,
you know, Lana's not for Karen.
Britney even says there's a Britney Spears and a Britney. She has said that there's an entertainer Britney and then there's her. And
we know.
We certainly know that.
It's Britney Spears and then conservative
Instagram.
Mommy.
Yeah, exactly. So justice for Lana moment. And then she doubled down on her Scooter Braun's conversation in her in her speech. Really called it out. I hope she and her lawyers and everyone involved in that situation can just have a sit down and figure that shit out.
Book a conference room.
Get everybody on the call. Just hash that out because it's super awkward to just watch it happen. Because
it's so awkward because no one knows what's going on.
What do we really know? What can we really say besides the very basic thing of like artists should have rights to their music, which is like a universal belief. But like
the songwriters and the producers,
it should
like
be
everyone
your art.
Should get paid for streaming and you know, all that.
So like y'all need to hash that. I don't really know what the objective of calling it out is because we can't really do anything about it. Like you.
And that's that.
And that's that on that. but it was that. That was the speech. And so that was the Women in Music event. And then I think we had one more event this week.
I mean, it's like everyone's naming this of the decade and
that's right.
That of the decade and whatever. And I'm like, oh my God.
When is it Britney's turn? But also,
in
our world, we had Time Person of the Year was named Greta.
Oh, yeah.
Baby Yoda was unjustly ousted from that, but maybe next year.
You know, in my opinion, it would have been Kelly Dodd.
It really should have been.
Actually, but like, who do you think it... I don't...
Tati. Can you imagine? Definitely Tati.
Sucking cock at my dinner table in front of my parents. What was the quote? Isn't that it?
Sucking dicks and cocks or something like that.
Like, sucking dick and cock. Like, I'm just like, oh my God. Time and place. And you did it at my birthday dinner.
It's iconic.
Times Person of the Year. Tati Westbrook.
I remember I used a clip of that Tati video when we were getting dragged.
Oh, yeah.
In the whole, like, Free Britney saga. Mm-hmm. And people got so angry at me. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, fucking chill. I can't.
Nope.
It was, like, a part where she's I'm just going through a lot. And I see what everything... Or she's like, I see everything that's happening. Mm-hmm. And I just need time. And people are like, oh, you think this is funny? I was like, oh, my God.
You can't win. You can't win. Meanwhile, they make fun of Britney all the time. But they are. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. We'll discuss that in 2019. Yeah, that's another episode. Other Britney podcast. Mm-hmm. If we find time in the next 2 weeks.
Right.
Between, you know.
Starting new journeys.
Life changes.
Yeah. We'll see about that. Anyway. So Times Person of the Year.
Yeah.
You know, that was that. And Donald Trump got mad. As he did. And then she had a nice little clapback by adding his tweet to her bio.
Yeah, like, what happened to be best? Which, honestly, first of all, be best isn't even fucking grammatically correct.
No, it's
like,
awful.
Let's start there, first of all. And second of all, like, you're 72 or 73 now,
yep,
and you're picking a fight with a 16-year-old underage girl.
It's laughable.
You know, let's talk about the husband.
Let's talk about the husband.
Yeah. Well, Time Person of the Year, I feel like, I mean, it's so hard because it's like there's so many persons.
Well, their criteria has always been the most buzzed person of the year, good or bad.
And their covers, I mean, are iconic.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
Mostly always.
Yeah. I mean, you know, next year it could easily be Tana. It could be. I mean, you can't put anything past.
Yeah, and like you joke about that now.
Yeah, it actually. Although probably we'd be more likely to get Jeffrey or Shane. To be honest, their impact.
Right.
Their impact truly knows no bounds. Yeah. So that was the Time Person of the Year. I don't know that I have a Person of the Year that I can really
of 2019.
Yeah, the person I talked about most. I mean, I guess it would be Britney, but
not Britney for me.
I don't know. You, Serena.
Oh, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be it.
That would be a good one.
Serena Williams is definitely my person of the year.
That's a good move.
That was a good comeback this year.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for 2020.
Same for a variety of reasons. New moon, new me.
The Australian Open, like she has that, and this is why I always appreciate her. Not that like I want people to lose in life, but mm-hmm. like it just shows like the human aspect.
Well, that's why
of
we
it.
Stand Britney is because
like she choked a little bit.
Yeah, we like resilience.
Yes.
We love a comeback queen.
I love a queen who's yeah. like iconic and the best.
Yep.
But we're all human.
There has
and
to be a
okay.
second part to that, which is why some pop stars are different than others.
Mm-hmm.
There are some that are like impeccable and never seem to like have a dent
flaw.
In their armor. Yeah. But then we like the ones that like have gone through it
mm-hmm.
and come out on the other side.
Yeah. Because Serena once said, well, I don't know the exact quote. Shit. I mean, I could look it up, but it's basically, it's not about, let me look it up. I don't want to disrespect my queen. Yes. Okay. Here it is. She said, I really think a champion is defined not by their wins, but by how they can recover when they fall. I just never give up and I fight to the end. That is the kind of queen that I love.
True.
It's not about how many number ones you have on the charts. Although it kind of is, and we will definitely be the first ones to call it out when it happens.
As not anybody has. Mariah. Not everybody has it.
But it is about what you do and how you recover after you flop.
Exactly. I mean, Mariah, we've had, you know, the fucking TRL incident.
She's had like two like dips.
Yes.
Or like three.
Yeah.
Kind of career
glitter,
dips.
Glitter, all of that spectacle, and every time they make fun of her, New Year's.
Yeah. And then she was like, bitch, caution.
Here's caution.
Iconic.
Yep.
And now she's like, I'm queen of Christmas and I'm going number one. Yeah.
Exactly.
Glory.
Glory. Exactly.
Wow. So inspiring.
A very inspiring, end to 2019.
We have such good faves.
We really do.
I know. Got to give it up for them. Aren't they amazing?
Aren't they amazing? Isn't the theater beautiful? I that's kind of a high note to end on, is our inspiring faves who've been through the fire.
Phoenixes rising from the ashes.
Yes.
Courage. Celine Dion cover.
Who also apparently is throwing a fit, which I don't believe. Did you see this? This Page Six article? So she had a historic drop in the charts. She debuted at number one because of a ticket bundles, which is how all legends go to number one these days. Like,
right.
Every Madonna, any like seasoned performer goes to number one because of their ticket bundle and then drops.
So it's like you buy the album and it comes with like a free car and like concert tickets.
You buy the tickets package. And then it comes with the album. Yeah. So all of our faves are doing that, and then they're dropping afterward. But Celine Dion beat Madonna's record for the biggest drop in second week history.
Wow.
So she went number one to like off the 200. And Page Six ran an article that she is furious and it's like a shit show in her camp. I find it very hard to believe that Celine Dion cares about sales.
Yeah, she's selling out arenas.
Like, she's literally, what has she not accomplished by now? Like, what could she be mad about? Like,
right.
She's done it all. I don't think anybody's like, she needs to prove herself in any way.
No, she's one of the greatest living vocalists of all time.
I find this article very hard to believe. I think they were just bored this week and wanted to like create drama because of all the people that I could reasonably think would care about sales, she's so far down that list.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, I feel like she said on Watch What Happens Live that she doesn't have a phone. I think she said something about like, I don't have a cell phone.
Then, I mean, or that something just adds like that. To, well, I would not be surprised by that, but I just thought that that was just a stupid article and it caught on for the rest of the week that she's fuming about her sales and I'm like, she would have done promo performances a lot more and like,
yeah, I'm pretty sure her career will go on staying another week on the charts. I think she's perfectly fine.
Unfortunately, that's how our queens have to stay relevant now, is they have to do a ticket bundle because, you know, those sales, those album sales just aren't what they used to be.
Yeah, well, maybe if Celine Dion was on TikTok.
Oh my God, she really, she'd be
actually,
a TikTok queen.
I said that as a joke, but like now that I just thought about what I said.
Yeah.
That could actually be really funny.
She would be a perfect TikTok candidate. There are some that it's now, I don't know if you've noticed, like people are joining really fast, like the celebrities. Miley's on it now. Marina is surprisingly very funny on it.
Oh.
She mocks a lot of the trends. It's pretty funny. A lot of our girls are on it. Britney's on it, which.
Yes.
Was very shocking.
So strange.
A lot of her like manically sped up like videos, I think, are because of TikTok's like video elements. Like, I think she's.
So you think it's coming from TikTok first?
Yeah, I think it might be. Like, you can add the music on there and stuff. So I think that's also where she's finding a lot of her songs. Because sometimes
that
it's like.
That would explain the editing.
Yeah, it would explain editing and the songs. Because I think like sometimes she's like scrolling through popular page and stuff. And I mean, she picks J Balvin so much, which is crazy to me. Like, she picks.
An interesting theory.
You know, I think it might be just the sizing of it. Because then you also have to think like how it looks on Instagram versus TikTok. It doesn't really. I don't know. It's mysterious that she's on it at all. She doesn't need to be active on TikTok.
No.
But she's on there. Mariah's on there. She's doing all the All I Want for Christmas Is You promo every day on there. Yeah. Now it's starting to feel a little bit like.
More like Vine.
More like Vine. And all the celebs are on it. Like The Rock. And now there's like certain. Will Smith is a big personality on it. I don't know if you've seen his.
No, I have
to. He does like five. Like, you know that Viner who did the really crazy stunts? Like he would. Jump through something like it was like super HD looking footage. He would be like he's like a professional magician almost.
No,
that's what Will is doing. He's doing like running through a wall and coming out the other side, and it's like very elaborate video trickery.
Gotcha.
And they get like 5 million likes. It's a whole new world out there, guys. It's we got to keep up with it. Got to keep up with the kids. Mm-hmm.
I've been sharing them on my Instagram stories.
Yes, you have. Like. You've been doing a great job with that.
Thank you.
Sparkling Energy, of course, is the only one that we need to see, though.
Yep.
Daily predictions and daily manifestations and affirmations. It's
listen,
wonderful.
I'm just going to say this. The full moon was in Gemini this past week.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of you, that's bad because that means tension, like miscommunication. But for a Gemini, that is like your time to shine. Yeah. It means new beginnings. It's like the full moon's in your sign.
Right.
And I will just say, and you all will find out in like a week or two from now, the full moon was good to this Gemini. Mm-hmm. And I went out and I said my affirmations and I was like, oh, this new moon energy. You know, I was texting you too.
You were.
I was like, I don't give a fuck if people think I'm crazy. I believe this shit. I put my crystals out and I was saying my affirmations to the full moon.
You were.
And it listened. She or whatever it is, the moon. The yeah, rock.
I don't know sky. That she was listening to me, but she was listening to you.
Well, you're not a Gemini.
No, I am not.
You're no,
Capricorn.
Oh.
I hear we're evil. I don't know. I don't know.
Wait, what is a cap?
The traits like a, that I've been told
the thing
are...
thing that is filled with fruits on Thanksgiving?
The cornucopia. Oh. That's a little different. The Capricorn's the goat, and I hear it's like dry humor, sarcastic,
okay, that serious, checks out.
Overly serious. Like, you need somebody to balance that out and, like, okay, make you have fun. Concerned with, like, stability and money and working.
Okay, so you are all of those things.
Yeah, so I was kind of like, okay, drag me. But
yeah.
I don't know. But I think people, there's like an impression that it's bad because like their career drive and like they're like, I don't know. What.
Well, there's like pros and cons to every
sign. Yeah, exactly.
So like for me, I'm a two-faced bitch, basically.
Right, right. That checks.
And they always say like, don't trust a Gemini.
Right.
And I'm like, that is a lie. I am very trustworthy.
Yeah, I don't know that really doesn't apply for you, but maybe it's more like, you have like
the split personalities. Does
what
me?
Yeah, but I was gonna say like you can like turn it on, like you can put on a show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
like I could be dead silent for like 48 hours and like not want to see or speak to any other human being, and then right. I'm like the most outgoing person.
Yeah,
on
exactly.
Planet.
So I can kind of I see that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
we're also creative.
That checks.
So that I think checks.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna have to have like Aphrodite or somebody do our full readings and stuff.
Speaking of him, uh-huh. I just was messaging him earlier because I got a reading from him like 6 months ago and there were certain questions and his shit came true.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going full fucking, what's the spiritual energy? What's that called? Is there like a thing for that? Holistic? No, that's medicine.
Spiritual. You're just on a divine journey. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
2020, here I come.
Yeah, exactly.
The stars in the sky.
Not alone. Not nope. alone.
Stream Alien on iTunes.
Stream Alien on iTunes. I don't know. I think we've covered a lot of ground.
I feel like that was certainly a lot of
that
ground.
That was a lot of ground.
Yeah, that was very all over the place. Are you like even ready for the holidays? That's the other thing I'm thinking of too. I'm like, fucking hell. It's like Christmas next week.
No, I have to buy a lot of presents. Not a lot, but... the presents I need to buy them.
I know. All I asked for Santa, from Santa was Trader Joe's everything bagel seasoning.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good. I was like,
they have that at my house.
Yeah. Santa was like, what do you want for Christmas? And I was like, can you just buy me a super pack of Trader Joe's everything bagel seasoning? I'm an easy sell.
Mine is literally a caricature of my personality. My wish list is underwear, gym shorts, and the Rihanna book. Really? You know,
she's on brand.
She's on brand.
And we appreciate it.
It's like the gay really jumped out. It's that's all I want. And my cologne. Most importantly is my cologne. Tom Ford. You know, I don't skimp on the cologne. Like, I want the quality one.
Not me.
Do you wear one?
Like, are you trying to drag me?
No. Do you wear like a signature scent?
I don't know if I want to admit what it is.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't say which Tom Ford either, so.
You know, I will say that I wear, this is so embarrassing. Do you even know it?
I don't think I know.
Okay, so I wear.
Yes, I do know. Chloe.
I wear Unbreakable by Chloe and Lamar. Listen,
You've never gotten a bad compliment. I mean, you've never gotten a bad criticism of your smell.
I have only gotten compliments when I wear it. I don't wear it all of the time.
Yeah.
I wear it on special occasions. So like Britmas. And what else is a special occasion? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why I still have the bottle, because it was discontinued like 10 years ago, probably.
Right. They launched it for like a full month.
Yeah. Literally.
And you bought the only bottle.
The Chloe and Lamar unisex cologne.
Holy shit.
I'm so trash.
You know what?
And I know where I bought it.
Kohl's?
No, in New Jersey.
Oh.
At like a Perfume Mania.
That really does check
out. At the outlet in Jackson. Someone in Jersey's going to be like, I was just there yesterday getting Christmas presents. Yeah.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, and I love a Bath and Body Works mist.
That we know.
Mm-hmm. I think the one thing we can say about us this decade is that we have stayed true to our brands.
We really have. Yes.
we have not shied away.
Nope. Not at all. We've really tried and true, which is a good thing.
as I stare at my candle from Dunkin' Donuts that is not sponsored. Well, what a week that was.
It certainly was.
What a week it's going to be next week.
Yes.
And what a week it's going to be after that.
Yes. New beginnings, new moon, new energy, new career paths.
New everything.
New episodes available now.
And we're going to hope that Mariah gets her number one.
We are.
And we're going to hope that I hit my 40 pounds lost. That is my before December 30th at midnight.
You're actually going to hit it the moment the announcement comes out that it went number one. It's going to be like, God, your thing's going to ding and be like, and 40 pounds.
Right.
Also, let me just say, I posted 5 million stories from the fucking Britmas last night. All of my DMs are skinny at anything with you in the video. Just skinny, skinny legend. Oh my God, so skinny.
I tried to look cute at Britmas.
You did.
I looked kind
of
cute.
You were the talk of the town. Everyone was just shaking.
I went and got my hair done.
Well, as I said to you, I just feel like that was like really evident that night. Like you really put it out there.
Yeah.
And it was noticeable.
That new moon energy.
Mm-hmm.
Skinny.
That skinny moon energy.
Wow. Can you believe? Can you believe we're here? We've survived so much.
We really have.
Well, we can talk about that in our like end of year episode.
We will.
And we've survived Christmas.
That's true. That's another journey. I have to make sure I don't ruin this Christmas. I have a tendency of ruining every Christmas for different reasons.
Oh.
Yeah. Just like either I get sick or there's some bombshell I drop or there's like a running joke in my family. Like, how am I going to ruin Christmas?
That's a a Christmas song.
It is.
Moo-moo's got run over by a reindeer. Moo-moo's got run over by a reindeer coming home from a grinder hook.
Literally, that is not far off from how I ruin Christmas.
That's a fun parody.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see what I do this time.
I know all those locals at home.
Oh, yeah, we'll see what comes up this time. It'll be something. My apartment, probably.
Oh,
as it is crumbling.
Right. Did we even talk about that last week? No.
No, I haven't mentioned it at all. It's because it's like stupid, but like my walls are falling down.
Castle walls.
Like literally my castle walls. TI.
Yeah, we've been having privately just
some interesting journeys.
Literally earth shattering.
Yeah.
Fires and
oh yeah, there was a fire crumbling in my building too.
You know, it's the universe sending us in different directions.
It really is. Yeah. They're saying, get out.
You know, Oprah has a quote.
Mm. God whispers?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that the whispers get louder.
Well, I think
then they start to feel like bricks. And in your case, it's literally plastered walls falling down and fire starting.
Might be a sign that it's time to take a next step in my journey in New York.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is all for this week.
It's been a lot,
uh-huh,
and a lot is coming.
Yeah.
We're going to have some special dedicated episodes coming up to deep dives, and we'll also get to the other things that we put in the poll, like Q&As and something more personal.
Mm-hmm. We'll mix it up.
We'll mix it up and make it spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we were kind of scraping it together after Britmas, but you know what? We're going to be right on track in the coming weeks, so if you'd like to keep following us on social media, we are at legendsonly_pod on Instagram and Twitter. And if you'd like to contribute to this podcast, we are at patreon.com/legendsonly.
Yeah.
And until next week.
It's almost Christmas.
Almost Christmas.
And my last show at Watch What Happens Live this week with Vicky Gunvalson.
What a way to go out.
Mm-hmm. Until then, we will see you soon.
See you soon.
Wow.
Wow.
What an end to this, almost fucking end to this decade.
Truly.
Why am I sweating?
It got warm in here.
Oh.
I think the candles.
Oh, that's right. Well, yeah. Fire. I guess that would do that.
It really does.
You know. Evergreen. Smells like a Christmas tree. Get it? Okay, let me turn this off. Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.